Now, Simon, we got a phone call about Simon Mayo, because we said he was going to, he may well be late, we might have to carry on the show, and we said, we can't, that's the dullest show we've ever done. but he's here, thank God.
I was held up behind bin men.
Were you?
Oh.
You know our car park?
Yeah.
It was a very large bin lorry. And I thought, and we were all queuing up. I thought, I can't leave my car here, can I? I better just sit here. So I thought you could always do another half hour.
You've changed, sir, you know.
What?
You just changed. You're just funnier.
Do you want a joke?
What?
Oh, no, I'm going to spoil that now.
Go on.
Yeah. I had this joke the weekend, and it was funny on Saturday night.
Go on.
Is it going to be funny Tuesday morning? What do you think, John? Nice to have you back, by the way, John.
Yeah, nice to be back, Simon.
You better?
Yeah, fine.
God, there's so little energy on the station. Tuesday. Nice to have you back.
Tuesday.
All right.
Sorry, Tina was pointing at herself saying, I'm back.
I'm back.
Hello, Tina. Richard Evans. No good.
It's me. God.
So, four blokes on the golf course, all very important to their respective businesses. First bloke gets to the first hole.
Right.
He says, I am so important to my business, I have a nuclear satellite telephone. I can speak anywhere around the world. I just have to make a business call. Does that. Oh, that's very impressive. Get to the second hole. This bloke says, see this? In his hand, he's got a telephone stitched into his hand. I am so important to my company. I have a telephone stitched into my hand. Get to the third hole. The third bloke starts talking to himself. What are you doing? He said, I'm so important to my company. I have a telephone in my lip. They've sewed it in my lip and I can just talk to anyone I want whenever I want. And they get to the fourth hole. And the fourth guy disappears into the bushes. Oh. They wait a couple of minutes. Where is he? Better go and check he's okay. So they go into the bushes, and he's crouched down on the ground with his trousers around his haunches. And they say, oh, sorry, mate, didn't realise. He said, no, it's all right. He said, I'm expecting a fax.
That's good.
Excellent.